How much of a boost would it be to Blackpool to get back in the Premiership, not just for the club, but for the town and its fans? Would it really bring extra revenue in? Would it really bring a sense of heightened morale? I'm just on Bloomfield Road now, outside a local newsagent's. There's a Gazette billboard here that says, "Believe, 1 foot in Wembley for mighty Poole." If they could do it, what would it mean?
Blackpool deserves to be in the Premier League. They're a big club, and I just want to see them get high and do well.
And therefore, how much of a disappointment was it when they got relegated two seasons ago?
Gutted. Absolutely devastated. Because it's like the town's just lost a lot of the fans that come, not just to watch football, but to stay in Blackpool as well.
As a fan yourself, do you think, A, they can beat Birmingham, and then if so, can they get past West Ham?
I think they'll beat Birmingham, hopefully. But West Ham will be a good one. It'll be a tough game. But every Wembley's a final, so just hope they do.
Now, this is the Rosedale Hotel. Debbie Priest, your boss here. First of all, when Blackpool were in the Premiership, there was talk of a boost for the town. Did you have fans knocking on the door from visiting clubs saying, hey, can we come and stay?
We never had one fan come here. It's never brought nothing in, not to us. And we live on the corner of Bloomfield Road.
How much of a disappointment was that?
100%. I've never benefited from it yet. I'm still waiting.
What about the prospect of him getting back this season?
Oh, yes, I hope they do, yeah.
But what you're saying is, even if they do get through and manage to get back in the Premier League, you're not expecting to get loads of extra business out of that?
No,
that's been a bit of a disappointment, isn't it?
It's a disappointment. Not just to me, to all the hoteliers around here. I mean, as I say, a lot of the fans that come here, they go the same day. The police get them in and get them out, which is good in one way, yeah.
What could be done to encourage them to come and, say, spend a whole weekend here and make a weekend of it?
There's loads of things they could do, the council, but I wouldn't even go there. Seriously. I wouldn't even go there.
Mick Bishard is a lifelong Blackpool fan. He's having a morning brew at the Renart Cafe. What was it like for you? Can you remember? You'll be knowing how Rovers fans are feeling the morning after you got relegated and the prospect of a season out of the Premiership. How did you feel? Can you remember?
Well, it was a mixture, really. It was a mixture of how well we'd done that season and, you know, and how well things had gone, the results we'd got against Liverpool and how well we did against Manchester United and all the great moments. I suppose with the relegation, we knew our club then was in a strong financial position, and we knew that the manager was in place. Blackburn, they should have learnt from last season. And what I mean was, they've always been a club that wanted to survive and just scrape a point here, scrape a point there. They've been happy with staying in the division.
What would it mean to you, to the fans, to the town where we're sitting now, just round the corner from the ground, if Blackpool did get back in the Premier League?
I think the town would possibly leave this time, because they were so convinced that we'd gone up and we're going to come straight down and, you know, make a fool of ourselves, basically take the money and all that. But I think they've realised that, you know, he has built something solid there.
So you could just be a couple of games away from your morning brew here being a glass of champagne. You can trade your tea for some champers, eh?
Yeah, you could do if you're drunk. But, yeah, you know, let's hope it's a good day, you know, and get through this one. See if we can get to the final, well and good, and let's take it from there, really. Good luck to all of them.
So, possibly mixed fortunes for the town. Last time Blackpool were in the Premiership, but everybody relishing the prospect to find out what it would be like if they get there again.